Well, clutching the tape in his hand and with the boat fare borrowed, Bono set off for London. He first gave copies to the various British music papers, like the NME, Melody Maker, Record Mirror, etc. They were suitably impressed.
People could see that I just got off the boat through this tape. And I think they felt they owed me a listen. But each one, you know, got back, each one passed on the word. And some press attention followed. Some record company attention followed the press attention. And the public followed all this attention. And here we are.
Hold on now, Bono. Maybe it was a little bit more difficult than that. When the record companies followed up the press reaction, they asked you two to record some new demos for them. This is fairly normal. Indeed, Midge told us about Ultravox clinching a deal in this way. Much the same in U2's case, except they didn't get a deal.
That was quite frightening, in that these sort of spivvy-type people would sort of wander in and try and produce your record, simply because they were paying the bill. And what they were really doing was just inspecting you, examining you. You were supposed to audition for them. And we did this, but we refused to allow them to turn the knobs. And when we were doing a demo for CBS, we liked actual sound of what we were doing, and we decided that though the company turned us down on the strength of this demo tape, that we would try and release their demo tape as they had paid for it. We figured this is a cheap way to release a single.